I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is 103 here on News Radio 830 WCCO. Jason DeRusha from Channel 4 filling in for Chad Hartman today. I anchor the morning show from 4:30 to 7 and then mid-morning from 9 to 10 with Kylie Burse. Great to be with you here today. I just feel this sense of zen today. Maybe it's the first day of spring, full day of spring. I don't know. Maybe it's because
big meteorology okay with that?
Maybe it's because there aren't 10,000 news stories breaking right now. That's nice. It's a little calmer. Lindsay, you seem calm.
Do I?
Yeah. Are you not?
No.
You're not calm.
Got a lot going on in life, and as I literally.
Now, I know you just moved over the weekend.
Well, we've been moving for about the last week. And, you know, the best part about moving is when you're coming from a rental is you have to then go and clean up the old place. Oh. So that's on the agenda this weekend.
When's the last time you moved, Adam?
2002.
Yeah. I think for us, we are in our second house on the same block in Maple Grove.
What?
Yeah, kind of weird. We like our neighborhood.
There you go. I like
it. Yeah.
I like my new neighborhood.
I'd buy another house on the block.
Yeah, we just really, I tell you, it's one of those things when you're looking for a home, at least last time around, I didn't think about it, and now I'll never not think about it. But there's something to be said for being in an appropriate price range for your age when you're looking for a house. Because I had friends who lived here in Minnesota. They're friends that I went to high school with. And young couple, they were in their late 20s, no kids, both had good jobs. She was in pharmaceutical rep. He was in sales at General Mills. So they had a lot of money, no kids. So they bought like a, I don't know, $500,000 house. And they hated it because all the neighbors were
families.
Yeah, with like high school age kids, yeah. Not even young families.
Right.
You're like, by the time most normal people move up to a house that big, if ever, like you're going to be older. And so our subdivision, pretty modest, you know, the homes are between, I don't know, the cheapest home on our block, they're between 300 and 400, I would say. 275 to 450, maybe. But everybody's like right around the same age. Now we're the old ones in the neighborhood. Like, what happened there?
Oh, man, get off my lawn. Plus, I mean, think about when I bought my house, probably around the same time you bought yours. Yeah. It was just before the market was going to crash. And this is back when they were just giving away loans, you know?
So cheap.
You're breathing? Yeah, here's a $500,000 mortgage.
Right, yeah. And regardless of whether you should be paying for it.
So, and I just thank my lucky stars.
But the joy for Lindsay of moving is that you clean out your crap.
Yes.
Like, so I've lived in my house now for, well, we moved right before our youngest was born. So we've been there for about 10 years. That's a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should move just to empty out the junk.
But you can hire people to just come and clean it out.
Just come clean it. I know, but they'd take the wrong stuff. Right?
Well, no, you'd have to be able to help them. Our
pick
new
what you think should go.
Right?
I'll be back over after the weekend.
Our new neighborhood is very eclectic. So we bought in Crystal. We're between 100 and 169. So there is a lot of people who have lived there probably since the house was built. A lot of homes built in the mid-50s, early 60s. Ours was built in 58. So it's a very cool, vintage vibe to the fireplace and everything. But our neighbors are a very mixed bag. You know, there are young families. There's definitely people who have never moved out of the house. And so it'll be interesting to see how that transitions. As I said to my mother, it is very noticeable in the few times that I've walked around the neighborhood that a lot of the homes have been updated to be
sold.
Not to be sold, to be accessible for people of an older age.
Oh, yes.
Ramps.
Ramp City.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which there's nothing wrong with that,
There are plenty of days where I would like a ramp into the house. I just, you know, it's sad. It's sad reality. It starts once you pass that 40 mark, pains in areas of body that you didn't even know you had the ability to have pain right there. All right, if you have new home advice for Lindsay, she is reading your text at 81807. First week, like what the best tip would be if you were in a new neighborhood. We'd love to see that. Has anyone brought you food yet?
No food yet.
Wow.
No.
Interesting. All right, it's 108. Time to check the news. Adam Carter has the latest. 114 here on News Radio 830 WCCO. I'm Jason DeRussia from Channel 4 News, the TV guy from the morning show. My Instagram says I'm your parents' favorite news anchor, which is something that gets relatively frequently messaged to me on Instagram. Oh, my God, you're my parents' favorite news anchor, which is extremely gratifying and also somewhat insulting. It's both, I think, right?
I get a lot from my friends that their parents like to listen to
our
station.
Yeah, yeah.
It's normally the go-to.
I think it's great. I think it's great.
Well,
I
had a fun one a couple weeks ago. Chad started a rumor on air that I was not only pregnant, but that I was pregnant with triplets. And I found out that the rumor has made it all the way back to my boyfriend's father, who's a dentist. Uh-huh. And one of his patients congratulated him on becoming a grandfather yesterday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Or not. I mean, it's fantastic for you.
Super entertaining for me. I love that. Let's bring in Kat Perkins. Kat Perkins is a singing superstar, if you ask me. Hi, Kat.
Hi. Well, let me tell you, you're my parents' favorite broadcaster.
There it is.
Well.
Yeah. See? That's fine. That's fine. You're very young. I'm sure your parents are very young.
That's right. That's
how
right.
How old are your How old are your parents? I think I've met your dad, haven't I?
You have.
Yeah.
I always forget, but I think he's 62 or 63.
Very young. That's pretty young.
So young.
Yeah.
So young.
Yeah. It is funny. It's funny the stuff that people say to you, and people got to know you when you were on national TV. What are some of the craziest things that people say to you? Like, what, you know, because people love your music. They feel they know you. They need to say something to you so they're not just creepily, like, staring at you.
So here's my top three, and I never know whether to be, like, flattered or insulted. So first one is, oh, my God, you are so short. You're so short.
In fairness, you are very short.
Yes, and I guess, you know.
How tall? You're 5'2".
No, I'm 4'11".
Yeah, I was trying to be nice.
See, I wouldn't have guessed that. And I've met you in person, so you must have had heels on.
I'm sure I did. I'm always cheating, girl.
See, people. Okay, so that's good. Okay.
Okay, number two is, oh, my gosh, you were so much prettier in person.
Yeah, yeah. People, I think, mean well with that statement.
Right. I was like, was I ugly on television?
Right.
And then number three, very similar, is, oh, my goodness, your voice sounds so much better in person than it does on recording.
Yeah. You're like, oh, that's how I make my living, actually.
Well, thank you so
that's
much.
Perfect. Yeah. People just don't know what to say. I always assume, like, I know some people get really mad when people say that kind of stuff. But don't think, like, it's just awkward. Like, people don't know what to say. And
no,
so,
and like with the height thing, I've been shocked by how tall people are or how short people are. It's mostly how tall they are. And so I've said it too the other way around. So I totally get it. And they feel compelled to say something to me. I don't get mad at all. I'm just glad somebody's talking to me.
Yeah. See, I think we both feel the same way about that. Like, it's great. Say whatever you want. It's fine.
Absolutely.
It's fine. People usually tell me that I look way younger in person than on TV.
There you go. I'm sure I'll be getting that one soon.
Yeah, which you look younger than you do on TV is somehow less satisfying when you're 43.
Right.
You're like, So, do I look like I'm in my... Like, you want to ask some follow-ups. So how old do I look on TV?
Right, how old do you think I was? How old do I look? How many more wrinkles?
Just based on your attitude, we thought you were in your 60s, but turns out not.
Love it.
Kat, we asked you to come on today because you have started this project that I'm so excited for you to be doing. And for people who don't know your story, you have been a singer here in the Twin Cities for a long time, right? Like, you've been out there hustling, out there working hard
make it happen. Like, full-time, you know, since 2005. 2004 was when we started the band, and we got that big break that you were a part of with Bon Jovi. So that was 2005.
Yeah, 2005. You guys were selected to open for Bon Jovi. One of the awesome things that Bon Jovi does is...
they still do it.
And they still do it, right? Just highlighting a local artist. And so you got to open for Bon Jovi at Target Center.
Yeah, and it was life-changing in the fact that, you know, that experience happened. There was 20,000 people there. But after that, it was like my career really took off in the Twin Cities, and I got a lot of attention from agents and managers, and we recorded records. And within a year of that performance at the Target Center, we had won Best Hard Rock Album in the Twin Cities with the Minnesota Music Awards that used to exist. And we were touring full-time by 2006, and we had a record deal by 2008. So it went fast for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. But it still was, even as fast as it went for you, like, overnight success is not overnight. Like, it took a while.
Right. Even though in retrospect it kind of feels like that, yeah. It still took a while. And those years were long and grueling. And, you know, as a musician, I was very used to not having enough money to, like, put food on the table.
Of course, right?
Just scrambling to pay rent and having to book last-minute gigs so we'd have enough money for this or that. So it was not easy, but right. It was also what I wanted and what I knew.
So when you, in 2013, you auditioned for The Voice.
Correct. I auditioned for The Voice. They came to me. They found
They asked you, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they found me on YouTube. And I didn't even know that was a way that you could get on The Voice.
Yeah,
I didn't know that they recruited.
Do you think most people know that they do recruit? I mean, there are people who show up, but they also go out. All of these talent-type shows, they do go out and get people, right?
They do. I mean, the internet has been such a great tool for them to sort of weed out, you know, some contestants that want to audition that maybe just wouldn't make it. And they also, they also know the value of social media. And if you're already somebody that has a lot of followers on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, then they really do look at that and think, well, that's a valuable to everyone, because it's, you know, if they're talented and they're already connected, they like those people. So
absolutely.
They absolutely go and recruit them. And I think it's great. And on my, probably about 90% recruited and only about 10% of people that actually stood in line.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So part of what you're doing now, and you've been touring since 2014 and touring quite a bit after The Voice and then doing your own thing as well, but you have started something that's called Kat Perkins Badland Rising Star Camp. Explain the name, Badlands Rising Star.
Right. So I grew up in the Badlands of North Dakota. If anybody's ever been there, there's a little place called Medora that is kind of a tourist town. They have a show that happens nightly there in the summertime, and it's in the heart of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. So it's literally like what you think of in North Dakota, where there's running wild horses and bison and prairie dogs and this gorgeous landscape that kind of looks like a mini Grand Canyon. It's very colorful, and it was formed by fire erosion hitting coal veins millions of years ago. So it's just this really peculiar, awesome place out there, and it's kind of where I grew up. So my story goes, I was in the show that happens out there for 5 years. I played a yodeling, tap-dancing cowgirl from 1999 to 2004, and it was where I became, a star. Like, that's how I got all my experience. And so I knew that I needed to call this camp the Rising Star Camp, where you see all of this talent flourish, and we put them on the big stage at the end of the week after they spend a week with me learning how to sing and learning how to be confident people and learning how to dance. And this year we're adding acting lessons to the scheme, and we do a little bit of dancing, and it's just super fun in the middle of God's country.
Unbelievable. And you're looking for musicians between the ages of 12 and 18, right?
Absolutely. We focus on kids 12 to 18, and we break them up into groups. So we keep the younger ones with the younger ones and the older ones with the older ones. And And I take applications, and when I take the application, I ask for a video so that I can sort of study, just a short 30-second video. I can study where they're at in their journey of being a singer, and I know what areas that I can help each kid improve on while we're at camp.
What an opportunity. Do you look back and think, like, man, if I were 16 or 17, to be able to kind of have these kind of lessons and the kind of thing that you're doing here, what a difference it could have made, right?
Yes. That was the whole premise behind it. I was at Christmas dinner with my father and my mother in like 2015, or it was right after the Voice, maybe 14. And I said, you know, I wish when I was younger that I could have had a little bit more of a jump start into everything, because it was hard and there was no YouTube and there was no free lessons online. Like, I was driving 60 miles one way to find a vocal teacher that was at the nearest college. That's how rural I grew up. And so my dad was agreeing with me, and I said, Dad, what if we started a camp? And he looked at me and he said, do you know how to do that? I said, no, do you? He goes, no. I said, well, then let's do it.
And there it is. Why not, right?
Yeah, so my dad is actually one of the teachers at camp. He was a music teacher for nearly four decades in North Dakota. He moved out here after he retired a couple of years back in Minneapolis, him and my mother. So it's kind of his outlet, too, to be able to go back and teach, because that's his passion. That's his love. And my sister was also a music teacher, so she helps out. And then I hired, like, three other mentors that I had growing up that taught me music, that taught me how to sing. And I hired them, kind of a full circle.
Oh, wow.
Family affair. And so we all work together, and we, you know, we try to teach the kids everything that we know at this point to make them better, and to, you know, get them really excited about having a career in some form or some fashion in the music industry.
Okay, the camp is called the Badlands Rising Star Camp. It'll be June 27th through 30th, but you need to apply now, right? And you have a scholarship application, so some folks who get selected will get a scholarship to the camp too, right?
Absolutely. So you can go to risingstarfoundation.org, or if you forget that, you can go to catperkins.com, and it'll connect you there too. And we take applications until June 1st. The camp doesn't happen until June 27th this year, and there is a separate scholarship. It's $800 to attend the camp, and that covers all the food and accommodations and everything that happens within that week. But there are some scholarships available now this year through my nonprofit foundation to help those kids that have musical merit but have a financial need as well, so that we can get everyone there that really wants to be there.
That's really cool. It's a great idea and a great way you can share. You're just such a positive, generous person, and we run into each other all the time. But I think the fact that you've had success that you've worked so hard for, but even as you're still along this journey, that you're saying, like, let's work on the next generation and make sure we can get them ready to go to be the next star. How amazing would it be if you discover somebody in one of these camps?
I know, right? I mean, I always encourage them to keep auditioning for things. And some kids want to do something like The Voice. Some kids want to go to Broadway. And I cannot wait until I have that success story. And it will happen. I promise you it will happen. I mean, I just got the chills thinking about it.
Right.
And listen, you know what? I learned a lot I take a lot of cues from you, my friend. And it's really cool to always run into you, because we do a lot. And we do a lot of things that feel right, you know, and I think you know exactly what that means.
Absolutely. It is one of the joys of being in a community like this, where you have many opportunities to kind of to share your talent. But there are so many people who are doing so much good. And you think, if you could just be a part of that, however small a part that somebody like you or me is, like, how do you not? Like, how do you not?
It's a no-brainer, and it feels great to give back. And for me to have something so weird and intense as The Voice, where people got behind me, you know. And
it's true, yes.
To be able to give back to those people that really gave to me, it's an incredible feeling.
Yeah, I think we both feel the same way about that, because you have a stage, you have a platform, but the only reason you have that really is, yes, you have some skill and ability and hard work and talent, but it's because the people out there allowed you to have it. Right?
Absolutely.
So
and
it's
they, you and go, they got behind it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. I feel the same way with me. It's all about if the people out there are sick of it or don't like it or whatever, then it's over. And so
yeah, we wouldn't be where we are.
To them, and we're just you try to honor that and never forget it and remember it's about for you it's about the fans of the music, the listeners. For me it's the same. The people watching or listening, it's those are the ones who kind of give you the ability to do what you do.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, makes it easy to give back for sure.
100%.
Kat, you're the best. You know we love you and I love this effort that you guys are doing. So congratulations. And make sure you tell like friends with kids in that age, 12 to 18, about this opportunity. And the website again is
risingstarfoundation.org. Or if you forget that, you can always go to katperkins.com.
Very good. And I just tweeted it out as well at Darusha J if you want to check that out. Kat Perkins, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. Thanks for your support.
It is 1:30 here on News Radio 830 WCCO. We're going to get you up to date on news and weather and traffic in just a minute. But first, a few messages here on News Radio 830 WCCO. On News Radio 830 WCCO. I'm Jason DeRusha, filling in for Chad Hartman today. Tomorrow we'll have the Twins on the air at this time. A little spring training ball for you, so tune in for that tomorrow. Coming up at 3, we've got Paul Douglas and Jordana Green. And at 3:35, Paul and Jordana are talking about the stress that kids are under nowadays. And they'll talk about how to cope with the pressures of being a teen. So that should be good. I believe if they have some answers, I'm sure everybody out there wants to hear it. Cause it is not easy being, it never was easy being a teenager. I'll tell you that much, but certainly in this social media age, I think, it's never been more difficult. So they'll talk about that today. Tonight we have Twins baseball on the air as well tonight. So kind of getting ready for, boy, opening day is right around the corner. They made some announcements today about what was going to be going on opening day. And they've got a little gold medal action, right, Lindsay? I think they've got the curling team out there.
I believe so. And so, Dessa singing the national anthem.
So I met John Schuster last night.
Oh, did you get to wear the medal?
My wife wore the medal. I got to hold the medal.
Is it as heavy as you think it would be?
It's maybe heavier.
Really?
It's pretty substantial. It's beautiful. Schusty is at this fundraiser last night that Carly and Jason Zucker held for the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. And so they invited, there are a couple Wild players. Charlie Coyle was there, a couple other players. And, you know, of course, everybody wants to hold the medal. This is a gold medal. Have you ever held an Olympic gold medal before?
Not gold. I think I've held a silver.
It's cool.
I imagine it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, even a silver medal, any Olympic medal, like to me is like it's amazing.
Well, I didn't get to hold it because you can't touch it, but I have my photo taken with the World Series trophy.
Wow, that's cool.
That was pretty cool. And it comes; they have their own security staff.
Right. Oh yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
It is cool. These kind of things are neat. And my wife, Alyssa, is obsessed with the Olympics. Obsessed. Like, her only thing on her bucket list in life is that she wants to go to an Olympics. It's like, all right. But, you know, if you look at the last couple of Olympics, so we had Rio, which at first sounded intriguing to her and then sounded like, I think maybe we'll take a pass on Rio. And then going to South Korea wasn't really that appealing.
Especially considering the political
how
climate.
How close you are to North Korea. We're like, ah, you yeah. know, Pyeongchang, we're going to take a pass on that one. So anyway, Alyssa asked to hold the medal. And John said, of course. And then the first
and then
thing.
She dropped it.
Well, no, here's the first thing she says. This is the second gold medal I've held. I'm like, wow, what is that?
Brush the shoulder off.
Right.
Who was the first?
Gwen Jorgensen.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a long-distance runner, yep. Used to live in St. Paul. She has since moved, but she did all her training in St. Paul. And we went
And she was a great story. Her victory was a great story.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And we went to dinner with Gwen, and so Alyssa got to...
That's so cool.
Because Gwen followed my Instagram.
Ah.
And she was a foodie, and so she was into it. So we went to the strip club, the strip club Fish and Meat in St. Paul, which is now closed. But I just thought it was hilarious that my wife was like, you meet... I went and talked to John later, and I said, you know... I'm like, you guys winning is one of the most amazing American stories of the Olympics. Never won a gold medal before in curling, right? Have they?
No.
Yeah. So he gets the gold, and he was like down and out. Like USA Curling was ready. They weren't happy with him. He was done. And then he comes back and has that incredible victory.
Well, and I also think, too, if you look at curling – and the rise in popularity, even in just the last two Olympics,
yeah,
with Americans following it, and you know, local curling clubs popping up.
Sure,
you know, there's like a summer one that people are working on in Richfield. You know, you're in Minnesota when summer curling is on the agenda.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, like, that's I thought that was hilarious, and because you know, what do you say? And Alyssa was just excited to share that she'd held a gold medal before. But we're going to see these guys, I think. The first pitch, you'll see that. Like, I want to see the women hockey players. Like, they had an incredible run. So many Minnesotans from that group.
Oh, yeah. Milk it as long as you can.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love all about it.
Here's the thing is they're milking something they've dedicated their entire life to.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a 15 minutes of fame. It's Olympic pride.
That's right.
And whenever, you know, when the Olympics were over and everyone was talking about how many Minnesotans, you know, you were driving around and seeing billboards congratulating these athletes. It was cool.
How fun is that? Couple things bubbling nationally you might see popping up on social media this afternoon. Joe Biden, former vice president, said at a rally, an anti-sexual assault rally on Tuesday at the University of Miami yesterday, he said if he would have gone to high school with Donald Trump, call him Donnie, right, when you're in high school, DJT, I don't know, I feel like there'd be a nickname. You got Biden, you got Trump. If Trump says, quotes Trump saying, I can grab a woman anywhere and she likes it. What he was overheard saying on that Access Hollywood bus. Biden says, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. He says, you know, then afterwards, Trump team said that, or Trump himself said it was like, this is locker room talk. This wasn't real. This is locker room talk. Biden says, I've been in a lot of locker rooms my whole life. I'm a pretty damn good athlete. Any guy that talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room. Joe Biden. That's like peak Biden, right?
Yeah, buddy Joe.
I
would say, though, and I'm not saying off of what his comment was, but I think most of us have had experiences where the person who runs their mouth the most is usually the least talented in the group.
Right. Well, I've been sitting here talking for 3 hours, so I don't know. I don't know if
you're getting paid to do that. I need you to talk for 3 hours, otherwise we have nothing to put on air.
Yeah, it's true.
There is the cliche, though, about, you know, the person you went to high school with who talked about how much money their family had or all the cool things they got to do or, you know, all those big stories.
Yeah.
Most of the time there was a little bit of exaggeration happening.
Yeah, but like,
should an adult be talking about beating up the president of the United States?
Is this now where we are now?
Oh, but really, this is your breaking point?
We've
gone too far.
Too far.
But let's talk about the biggest issue that I have with this entire story.
Mm-hmm.
maybe it was just my high school, but no one was getting beat up behind the high school. There was no like rumbles happening in the back parking lot. We didn't even have like the overlook. There was no like you didn't make out in the such and such parking lot. Like
you didn't go. There
was no lookout. New Prague's a pretty flat town. Yeah. It was not. You weren't like.
Wasn't there a park? There was no park.
I mean, if there was, I never got invited to it.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's sad.
No, but we used to drive Main Street a lot. That was a big deal.
I will confess that when I came here to town, I was in college when I was dating my now wife, came here to visit her family, and I asked Alyssa, where do you go to make out? And she was just flummoxed. No idea. Had no answer. I'm like, really? There's no like cliche spot like the kids of Plymouth. Wyzetta area
well,
go to make
send
out?
It to us. I bet there are.
There's got to be like I
lookout point.
Well, that's
in
the
South
thing.
St.
That's
Paul
the sad thing. Like, why is
the
it
River Bluffs in Shakopee?
And so we are driving around when we're having this conversation, the two of us, and I'm like, isn't there a park or some kind of parking lot or anything? And she couldn't come up with an answer, and I got frustrated, and we just went back to her house.
There
that
you
was
go.
It. It's terrible.
Well, where,
absolutely
where
terrible.
Where I grew up. Now would not be so good to do it, but because of the ice. But fish houses, when the ice would freeze over on
right.
the little lakes, you'd go out to the fish house. I never did it, just in case my mother is
sure.
listening.
Right. But that was the spot.
No, but in all honesty, it's like those cliches about high school.
Cliche.
Like
you feel like you always what? High school cliches. Did any of them actually happen to you?
No.
How about the listeners? 81807, you can text us if one of these cliches happen to you.
Is it terrible as if we find out a good list of makeout spots, as if we go and take care of them as adults?
I think it'd be good to know. I think you should, if you're in a wonderful relationship, a happy marriage, you should tonight go to
Camden Avenue Bridge by the Mississippi.
There you go.
I love it.
Post Road by the airport. Perfect. That cell phone lot.
Do you lay on the
yes.
hood as the planes are going over you?
Oh, how romantic is
that's
that?
So romantic.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure your car has been off for a fair amount of time so it's not still hot. The burning hot hood. Got to be careful. That's a good makeout spot, Post Road. All right. I need your makeout spots. No? That's not normal. That's not a normal topic. I think this is very good information.
Just shaking things up on WCCO.
81807, your cliche Twin Cities makeout spot. We'll share more of those with you in just a minute here on News Radio 830 WCCO. I'm sure this is what was on the radio as I was trying to get Alyssa to tell me the makeout spot. She's going to be horrified that I told that story. Thank goodness she's working. Jason DeRusha in for Chad. Lots of great spots. People suggesting for the makeout spots, which one texter says that was referred to as the spot to watch the submarine races, which is a little expression I remember my parents using as well. Yeah, it's where we went to watch the submarine races. Apparently, a lot of people come to make out at the Rosedale Mall and the corners of the parking lots.
I got a phone call from a lovely individual telling me that it, her parents' day, they were from West St. Paul, and they also went out to Post Road.
Okay.
In her day, she was living in Faribault, and they went to the cemetery.
Oh.
Very romantic.
A little creepy.
Well, there's no one to bother you.
You hope.
That's true. That's true.
One texter, when this person was in high school, they used to park along Kenwood Parkway. Down by Lake of the Isles. It's nice. Brownton, Minnesota. If you're in Brownton, Minnesota, there's a white silo there.
Do you climb up it?
I don't know. Coon Rapids Drive-In. It's good.
I will say there was something, and maybe it was because we watched Grease so much as kids.
Yeah.
About the drive-in in high school.
The drive-in.
I still have never been to a drive-in. It's on the list.
It's
but
good.
Slowly...
You live in Crystal. There's one in Brooklyn Park.
There is now, huh?
It's right on Highway 81 at 694, and it's like a little drive-in.
Really?
Not a movie theater.
Oh.
It's like a drive-in.
Oh no, I want to go drive-in movie theater.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, like
everyone freaks out whenever they close and no one goes to them. So we're like, oh, Oh, it's true. So sad. When's the last time you went? Never been.
I've never been.
Can't believe they're all closing, though. Really sad. A couple other really good tips. Lord Fletcher's.
Adam Carter's front yard.
Adam Carter's front yard. Great makeout spot. It's nice of Adam's wife to text him with that suggestion. It's a shame that Adam's at work when that's happening, but, you know, it's great. And the WCCO break room.
We actually don't have a break room. There's no door, so I don't know if that counts.
We have one at TV. I mean, I'm not going to say I've never made out at TV. My God. CBS for News is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.